Now, we mentioned at the top of the program that there was some exciting news. A company called Valneva announced a very significant progress of its Lyme disease vaccine candidate. And joining us now on the lines from the UK is David Lawrence, the chief financial officer for Valneva, a biotech company in the UK. It says they've got a breakthrough. Let's talk to them. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am very well. I'm very well indeed. And how are you? Great to be with you.
Thank you. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Now, Health Canada estimates that there will be up to 30,000 new cases of Lyme disease per year in Canada by the year 2020, and perhaps 300,000 per year in the U.S. That's getting to the size now where it's a very significant issue, and perhaps that's why companies like yours are finally coming up with maybe an answer. But this Lyme disease is spreading and is spreading fast. So congratulations on this breakthrough. Tell us a little bit about it, will you?
Yeah, no, and listen, first of all, you're absolutely right. This is a spreading disease, and not just in the U.S. and Canada. I might just tell you, I do enjoy the outdoors, so it's great to be in this program. I was hiking with my son in the Scottish mountains about 8 to 9 weeks ago, and we passed a lady who was walking up the hill in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, because the weather's been good here this summer in Scotland. And we asked her how she was, and she said, great. And she said, I'm just worried about ticks. And her accent was not from Scotland. And I said, where are you from? She said, I'm from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the it just shows that the awareness of the disease is very high. You know, we are working very hard to develop a safe and effective vaccine. We see this as a very important disease. There's a major unmet medical need. And, of course, you know, we're doing as much as we can. We're investing hard in this program, you know, to try and get a vaccine to market so that we can basically treat everyone at risk, and the numbers are growing. Your numbers are similar to the ones that we have, and this is a growing disease, a growing problem.
Now, this is not your first picnic in terms of coming up with vaccines. I'm talking about Valneva, of course, the actual company. Give us some other examples of vaccines that you've worked on and maybe have put to market.
Yeah, so we have two vaccines on the market right now, and indeed we sell those in Canada through our sales operation, which is based just at Montreal. So we have a vaccine for Japanese encephalitis, which is a rare but very nasty disease, which is typically endemic in Southeast Asia. So that's a traveler vaccine. And then secondly, we developed that all the way from the lab through research and development, and we manufacture that in Europe, and then we ship it to Canada, amongst other places. And the second vaccine we have is a vaccine called Dukoral, which is for cholera, and it's also indicated for something called LTE tech, which is the most common form of traveler's diarrhea in Canada. So okay. Those two vaccines, you know, we sell already.
So you're no stranger to coming up with these vaccines. Let's talk about this particular one. First of all, I'm assuming that it's been tested and approved, or am I wrong in that?
So we are right in clinical testing just now.
Okay.
So earlier this year, we announced our first stage of clinical trials, and that's the key objective there is to make sure that we're developing something that's safe. And the results of that trial show that we've got a safe vaccine, and we sat down with the FDA in the US and discussed that with them. And we're getting ready right now to start our next stage of clinical trials, and we plan to get those kicked off by the end of this year. So we are right in the middle of human testing right now. Okay. And of course, that will be an extensive process. You know, we reckon that we will be testing the vaccine in more than 10,000 people before we actually get it to market. And we are looking very carefully, including Canada, in part of that testing process.
Any timelines when it could be available here?
Yeah, so we believe it's about 5 years away.
Okay.
So we do our next stage, the key outcomes of our next stage are trying to get the right dosage and the right schedule. So what that means is, you'll remember, and I certainly remember as a kid, getting shots at our MD or our general practitioner, and you tend to go and get one or more, and then you get a booster and so on. So that's the sort of testing that we're about to start now.
Okay.
And then the final clinical testing will be a major program in its own right, more than 10,000 patients most likely. And there we go and test the effectiveness of the vaccine.
Well, we're going to keep an eye. We're going to keep an eye on it for sure, as I'm sure thousands of other Canadians will. There's all sorts of data and information available at the Valneva.com site. That's Valneva. Or neva.com site. We'll have it posted on our website as well here at oakdjradio.com. David, thank you very much for joining us, my friend. Really appreciate the update, and keep up the good work.
My pleasure, and we'll try and keep you up to date as we make progress.
Please. Absolutely. David Lawrence, the Chief Financial Officer for Valneva, or Valneva. I should have asked him, I guess. Anyways, he'll keep us updated on the story. We'll keep you updated on the story. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.